The Man of the Night by Edgar Wallace. The little instrument on the table by the inspector's desk went tick-tock. Then it stopped, as though considering how it should word the message it had to give. It was very still in the charge room, so still that the big clock above the fireplace was audible. That and the squeaky scratching of the inspector's quill pen as it moved slowly over the yellow paper on the desk before him were the only sounds in the room. Outside it was raining softly. The streets were deserted, and the lines of lamps stretching east and west emphasized the loneliness. "Tick-tock," said the instrument on the table excitedly. "Tick-tock, tick-tock." The inspector's high stool creaked as he sat up, listening. There was a constable at the door, and he, too, heard the frantic call. "What's that, Gill?" demanded the inspector testily. The constable came into the charge room with heavy footsteps. "Tickety-tickety-tick-tock," babbled the instrument, and the constable wrote the message. "All stations arrest and detain George Thomas on ticket of leave, age 35, height 5'8", complexion and hair dark, eyes brown, of gentlemanly appearance, suspected of being concerned in warehouse robbery. Walthamstow and Canning Town especially note this and acknowledge. S.Y. "In the middle of the night," exclaimed the inspector despairingly, "they call me up to tell me what I've told them hours and hours ago. What a system." He nodded his head hopelessly. Outside, in the thin rain, a man was coming along the street, his hands deep in his pockets, his coat collar turned up, his head on his breast. He shuffled along, his boots squelching in the rain, and slackened his pace as he came up to the station. The policeman he expected to find at the door was absent. The man stood uneasily at the foot of the steps, set his teeth, and mounted slowly. He halted again in the passage out of which the charge room opened.